From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Monday in North Korea, a day after Pyongyang announced it conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear device. It claimed the device was an advanced hydrogen bomb. President Donald Trump and Japan's prime minister condemned the latest test in a phone call, Mr. Trump reaffirming the U.S. commitment to defend itself and its allies. Earlier, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters after meeting with the president and his national security team.
We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the allies are ironclad.
On the Fox News Sunday broadcast, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke of yet another set of sanctions targeting Pyongyang.
We've already started with sanctions against North Korea, but I am going to draft a sanctions package to send to the president for his strong consideration that anybody that wants to do trade or business with them would be prevented from doing trade or business with us. We are going to work with our allies. We'll work with China, but people need to cut off North Korea economically.
Earlier Monday, South Korea carried out missile drills in response. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga Sunday ruled out a power-sharing agreement following Friday's stunning Supreme Court ruling that annulled the August 8th presidential vote won by Mr. Kenyatta. Odinga, a former prime minister, also called for the ouster of members of the country's Electoral Commission, calling them thieves. Friday, the High Court ruled the election invalid, null, and void because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. An Iranian appeals court has upheld 10-year jail terms against a U.S. citizen, two Iranian Americans, and a U.S. resident from Lebanon who earlier had been convicted on spying charges. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai sees it as a victory for hardliners inside Iran who have a twofold purpose.
Leverage their differences with the United States, especially as Washington ratchets up its talk against the terms of the nuclear deals or Iran's violations of the terms of the nuclear deals. This is one way to put more bargaining chips on the table by the hardline judiciary.
And he said it's also designed to keep the government of President Hassan Rouhani from its improving relations with the West. The U.S. has called on Iran to release all Americans and other foreigners detained on what it called fabricated national security charges. Sunday was a day of prayer in Texas following the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey, which came ashore August 25th, leaving more than 40 dead, tens of thousands homeless, thousands of homes damaged or destroyed, and cut a swath of destruction for nearly 500 kilometers. Congress is considering initial funding at nearly $8 billion, but Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the price tag will likely exceed that of Katrina in 2005.
Katrina cost, if I recall, more than $120 billion. When you look at the number of homes and businesses affected by this, I think this will cost well over $120 billion, probably $150 to $180 billion.
Flooding remains a problem, with some rivers still at dangerous levels. The heads of state of the five BRICS countries have opened their summit in Xiamen, China, Monday, after host President Xi Jinping called for opposition to a tide of trade protectionism. He said we should join hands to steer the course of economic globalization, push forward models and rules that are balanced and inclusive. The leaders of the BRICS nations include China, Russia, Brazil, India, and South Africa, representing the five largest emerging economies. The top two contenders in Germany's national election exchange views in their only televised debate ahead of the September 24 ballot. Chancellor Angela Merkel seeking a fourth term against Social Democrat hopeful Martin Schulz. The two sparred over Turkey's future membership in the European Union. Two Kenyan policemen were killed Sunday when gunmen attacked them at a church they were guarding. The attack occurred in Okunda, some 30 kilometers south of the port city Mombasa, a coastal region that has been targeted frequently by the Islamist insurgency al-Shabaab. American astronaut Peggy Whitson returned to Earth late Saturday, having spent 665 total days in space, including 228 as part of the International Space Station, a record-breaking feat of endurance. The 57-year-old Whitson, accompanied by another American and a Russian cosmonaut. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.